Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back live on Grant and Danny, taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan. The show's exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys, they're always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Our buddy is Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. Bill is on the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You guys are probably saying, well, wait a second. He's supposed to be on Tuesdays, but the Commanders are just about to get in the air and fly to Madrid. So we've got Bill on with us right now on G&D. Bill, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Okay, what up? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
We're doing well. Appreciate you. So what's the schedule like? I know you guys are flying out this evening. When do you guys actually fly, and are you flying through the night? What's the plan?
Yeah, we're about to fly right now, and I think it's like a 7-hour flight. So.
Yeah, it's no joke, man. It's an overnight international time change. It is no joke.
How are you as a flyer? Are you a guy that can sleep well on airplanes? Do you like the window or the aisle? What's your go-to move on flights?
I'm definitely sleeping the whole way. I might wake up here and there, but I try to sleep like just to pass time away.
And are you an aisle guy or a window guy? What's your preferred window choice?
I would say aisle.
Do you guys fly on the planes with like the beds, like where you can put the seat all the way back? Is this like one of those super nice ones, or is this going to be a normal plane?
They have the seats where you can lay down.
Nice.
Ooh, okay. So you're basically just having a good night's sleep on the plane.
A great night's sleep.
Yeah, catching a nap on the way to Spain. Have you ever flown out of the country before?
No, never. This is the first. It's the first time. I'm excited.
Okay, so I'm curious about the passport. Did you already have one, or did you have to get one for the trip?
I got one for the trip.
That's funny.
And I had to get one for the trip.
I saw something on TV a couple weeks ago. I don't remember what team it was, the Vikings or somebody. Like, had all the players give their passports to somebody with the team, like, weeks in advance, so that there was no risk of anyone forgetting it at home or something. Did the Commanders do something similar? Like, you have your passport on you now as you're going to the airport?
No, we turn them in, so it can just be a smooth process.
I love that, man. So, are you like excited to the fact that you're about to play football in another country? Is that cool, or is it just it's kind of a hassle given everything that's going on?
No, it's cool for sure. Like, I feel like people dream of doing stuff like this, and I mean, like, just being in a different environment, and I feel like everything's going to be cool. Like, so I'm super excited. Like, this is something I'll remember forever. So
what's the itinerary like, Bill? Are you guys going to get any away time from practice and stuff? That I imagine it'd be crazy to go over there and not give you guys a little time to experience some culture. Like, what's that like?
Yeah, we'll do team bonding. Whether it's me going out with the running backs or me just going out with anybody on a team. So we definitely gonna do team bonding and like just get to know each other even more.
Ja'Cory Cross Camara with us here on G&D. How's your tooth, man?
Nah, tooth is doing good. I had to end up getting a procedure done. But it's all right. It was a lot of pain, but we good now.
We do a root canal?
What happened, man?
Yeah, root canal.
Oof.
Oh, that sucks.
It's no fun. Because we're minding our business last week, and, you know, you joined us, and it was awesome. And then all of a sudden, next day, you pop up with an injury report, and you know how the injury report's listed, right? It's got the player, their status for the day, the kind of general of what's going on, and then the ailment, and everyone's got, like, a thigh, quad, calf, and then it says tooth. And I'm going, oh, no, did he lose one? Did he get knocked out? Like, what was it?
It was just a lot of pain, and then I ended up just going to get it checked out, and I was like, you gotta have a root canal done.
Did you put it under your pillow for the tooth fairy? Cousin come and give you $5?
Cousin, he not, you know, it's still the same with cousin, man.
Bill Kroski Meredith with us on Grant and Danny getting ready to go to Madrid. Hey, it's been tough. You've been coming on each week. We've been talking about these games. Another brutal one, 44-22 final with the Lions. But it did seem like you guys got some things going on offense a little bit. Vertical passing game, you had completions of 37, 30, 41, 19, and also a couple of wide open touchdowns in the red zone as well. Did it feel like you guys got a little closer to getting back to normal on offense?
Yeah, I feel like that was a good positive step. Now we know we can play cleaner football on offense. But I mean, we just gotta go do it now. But it was a positive to see us just get more explosive plays and, you know, not turn the ball over. So that was a plus. We just gotta like bring it all together.
Ja'Cory, DQ. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, buddy. DQ said in the press conference today with the media that he's taken over the defensive play calling duties. I know you're not on the defensive side of the ball, but I am curious. Is that something he brought up like in a team meeting with you guys first? Is that something that he talks about with the whole team, or is that handled just with the defense? Did you know that?
I feel like we know everything that's going on pretty straightforward. So,
but did he said that to you guys today before he said it to the media?
Yeah, we kind of know everything what's going on because it's like our house. So.
No, that makes sense. I think we started talking to you a couple months ago, right? And one of the things we're talking about is you're getting your feet wet in this league, and especially given the crazy stuff that happened to you last year that wasn't your fault at all because the NCAA stinks. But just in terms of going through the grind right now, how much more comfortable do you feel right now than when we first started chatting with you maybe a couple months ago in terms of offense, assignments, pass pro, like everything that's asked of you? How much more comfortable are you now than you were maybe a couple months back?
I'm definitely feeling comfortable as I get through this rookie season. Just having more of a feel for the game, and like the mistakes that I'm making, like, it's something that I think needs to happen, so like going forward I can know like what not to do right here, or like just take what's there. So I mean, I feel like I'm learning new things each game, but I mean, I still just want to go out there and just play the cleanest I could, but I know it's always going to be errors, so I'm getting more comfortable as the season goes on.
Well, Bill, we appreciate you hopping on with us on your way to the airport. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great trip, man.
Safe trip.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we look forward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Just seeing you back here in the DMV, there's Jacory Kroski-Merritt of your Washington Commanders. They fly out this evening.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. The Junks are out for this Veterans Day. We want to thank all the veterans that are out there listening. So they will be back tomorrow. It's Denton Day and Linnell Willingham sitting in for the guys here. And we are joined now by Von Miller, defensive end for the Washington Commanders. He has a podcast as well that you can find. It's called the Free Range Podcast. New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast. It's available on his YouTube channel as well. Von, appreciate you making time for us, man. I know you're busy traveling. Are you guys out in Spain now? Are you out? Are you down there?
Yeah, we're out here in Spain. We landed around 9 o'clock this morning. It is 3:20. Right now. So, yeah, we're just getting acclimated to Madrid.
How was the flight?
It was dope. I slept like a rock.
Really?
I was asleep before, you know, I was asleep before we took off.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then all of a sudden, they tapped me and asked me, did I want breakfast? And we was 45 minutes away from landing. So it was good.
Is this your first time being in Spain before?
No, I've been to Spain before. I've been to Barcelona. I haven't been to Madrid, though.
Okay. First time participating in the international series of the league?
Oh, so this is really my third opportunity.
Wow.
The first time I was supposed to play DQ in the Falcons, and it got canceled in 2020.
Okay.
And then I went again in 2023 with the Buffalo Bills to play the Jags. And this is my second time being overseas for international game, playing the Miami Dolphins here in Madrid, so pretty cool.
How much does the schedule get adjusted from like the daily week to week now that you're overseas for the entire week?
I mean, you know, everything about it is totally different.
Yeah.
We're pros though, so it's just like a Thursday night game or a Monday night game. We're pros. I've been playing football my whole entire life. I'm always prepared for games like this. You know, Thursday night it's a little bit tougher because you don't have as much time to recover. Monday night, you get an extra day to recover. This is right on point. You know, Sunday, we get out here. We left on a Monday, so we got plenty of time to recover and get ready and be prepared for Miami.
Can you give us a little insight on some of the team bonding activities they've got scheduled for you all? I know that's a big part of this trip.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge part of it. And Just being able to hang out with the guys, go to dinners. I'm not sure what, you know, what sightseeing or anything like that, but, you know, just to be able to hang out with the guys. Like, we don't have anywhere else to go. So just to be able to hang out and just kind of work through some of the stuff that we had before, some of the issues that we've had this season. It's not a morale thing. It's not a one-two thing. You know, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to go out there and play their best game and play their best ball and win. You know, maybe this is an opportunity for the players to just get together and kind of work out what everybody is thinking to get on the same page.
Von Miller with us here on the Sports Junkies with Denton Day and Lynnell Willingham sitting in for the Junks. So talk to us about Sunday. Obviously not the result that you guys wanted. You've had now a day to kind of look back and review some of the stuff that went wrong. What did you guys kind of look at and see?
It was a tough day. Probably on all three phases, you know, we got beat. That was a really good Detroit team. I think for me personally, that was the first game that I started since 2022. So whenever I'm met with adversity like this on a team, I always like to look from an individual standpoint, what can I do better and what can I do to help this team? I always start there. I start, you know, me. Did I play the type of game that I wanted to play? Like, how could I tweak this and tweak that? And I start inward. I don't look at, like, dang, the secondary should be doing this, or linebacker should be doing that, or why the offense doing. I look inward, and I try to find a way to become better for myself individually, because individual success is team success. And then how can I contribute more? And I think if we all take that, that sort of approach from the top down, we're going to be all right. We're going to be fine.
I totally agree with you, man. I think you guys have done a tremendous job from an effort standpoint. Y'all play hard through the whistle, play all four quarters. Just hasn't gone your guys' way this year. You've been in the league for a while, Von. Have you ever played on a team that's got ravaged by injuries like this, dude?
No, I can't, you know, in recent memory think you know, about it like that. Just being honest, completely honest. Yeah. It had all over the place. You know, at one point we had all three wide receivers that couldn't play in the Dallas Cowboys game. Then our quarterback gets hurt. And then we lose Dorrance Armstrong to ACL. Then we lose Trey Amos to a broken leg. It was Marshawn to the ACL every week. You know, it's a tough injury. And, of course, you want to say next man up. But, you know, we've been hit hard with it.
Yeah.
But the strong part about our team is the team. You know, I've been saying for all week that it's, you know, the coaches are doing a great job. Coaches are doing a great job with everything that we have to put the best product that we can out there. And I think if we're just able to get together as players and just kind of continue to learn, because we've been with each other for a long time now, but just continue to learn how each other plays. It's never too late to find some type of success, and I'm hoping that this week will be that week for us.
So you've mentioned morale a couple of times. Is morale in the locker room still high? And if it is, how do you keep it despite all of the kind of the negative things that we've mentioned that have happened this year?
I mean, I'm a comedian. It doesn't matter how serious the situation is. You know, I try to find a beauty in it. No matter how much success that we have, I'm still going to make light of it. It's, of course, we're pro athletes and we're tied to the outcome. It's tough for me to say, man, football isn't everything because it's been so much of my life. But the reality of it is that it's not everything, you know, you know, you got to be able to detach and you got to be able to live life. And of course our happiness and our moods are tied to, you know, the outcome of how we play. And you just can't really change that. But there are small moments where you have to just step back and realize, hey, we're playing a child's game. We still got an opportunity to fix it. It's not all doom and gloom. I can't operate in a environment like that where it's doom and gloom, even if that's, you know, the case. You know, I'm always trying to find a beauty in it, and I'm always trying to find a way out. I'm always trying to find a solution. It's easy for guys to, hey, we didn't do this or that, do that, or, man, this is what happened. Like, I'm a solution finder. I like looking at situations from the perception of, well, if, you know, if we could try this, we can fix this, or what about that? Or we can try it with this. Maybe we should meet as a team and try this. I'm a solution finder. You know, I don't like to point out the problem.
Actually, a non-football question here. I know you're sharing that room with Javon Kinlaw, a guy that's from this area. I know when you were first introduced, you were talking about the cuisine out here. Are you hip, Vaughn, to wings, fries, and mumbo sauce? Has anybody got you some good old DC carryout since you've been here, man?
And I've had a lot of good food. You know, I've had the mumbo sauce a lot.
Okay.
You know, I spend time in Buffalo. You know, I know about chicken wings. I got a chicken farm, Greener Pastures Chicken. You know, so I'm a chicken man through and through. So, it's been a good situation as far as Von Miller and the cuisine in the D.C. area, the DMV area.
Have you bonded at all with Mikey Sanders? So I know he has some animals on his property. You guys talk about farming?
Yeah, I talk to Mikey all the time. He has some chickens. You know, his chicken family is a little bit different than mine. You know, I think he has about 6-7 birds. I got about 35,000 birds every week. So, you know, his family's a little bit different, but we definitely talk chicken for sure.
For sure, man. Obviously, the big news that came yesterday from Coach Quinn that he was going to take over the defensive play caller. How did he address that with you all as a team yesterday?
Yeah. You know, like I said, man, we're trying to find solutions, man. Coach Witt, and from my opinion and my perspective, he's been doing a great job, man. Whether he's upstairs or downstairs, you know, it's the players that really, you know, bring, you know, the scheme to life. And there is no magic call. Like, there is no magic call to play with all type of defensive coordinators or play with all type of guys. There is no magic call. It's always going to be holes. And while I can sit here and say it's not only coaches that are doing a great job, you know, it's some type of disconnection in this environment. It always falls back on the coach, even though it's not the coach's fault. Or we're trying our best to, you know, really put our best foot forward and just really gel. And I think as we continue to learn each other as players, we'll be able to bring – whatever called DQ calls to life. It's not on Joe Witt, it's not on DQ. It's just on us to be able to bring that to life. And in turn, it's a cycle, and it all goes back to the coaches. Not on the coaches, not on the players, and it goes back to the coaches. It's just a cycle of madness whenever you're not winning. So hopefully we can just squeeze one out and get it going.
Von Miller with us here on the Junkies with Dent Dale and Willingham sitting in for the Junks. You know, unfortunately, Von, you guys are not going to have Daron Payne in Spain. Did you see kind of the sequence? Because it felt like it was more than just one play that led to him having an early exit on Sunday.
Yeah, I did not. I mean, I haven't seen the clip. Man, I know Daron Payne, and he just don't play that type of disrespect. If you keep it all football, you know, all the little side stuff, you know, as much as as hindsight, you say he shouldn't have done it, but he's a tough guy, man. He's a bash brother, man. Like, you're not about to sit here and play in my face and disrespect me.
And I know
Amon
Ra talks now.
Yeah, I know. He's a chatterbox.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that D-Payne, you know, took the bait, but at the same time, he's not going to take no side disrespect. So I'm not sure what happened. I still don't know. I haven't talked to D-Payne about it, but just me doing D-Payne, like, it just wasn't him unprovoked, like, trying to knock somebody out. Like, it was probably some side disrespect that was going on, some cowardly little sneaky stuff, and, you know, D-Payne took the bait. And it's unfortunate that he did that, but D-Payne's a true tough guy, and he ain't going to take the disrespect, and it's unfortunate that it happened at the time that it did.
I want to ask you about another one of your teammates who has been a real revelation to me, just with his play style and just the relentless energy that you see, man. I've become a huge fan of Jacob Martin. Just plays with his hair on fire, does it all the right way, a commander through and through. Yeah. How impressive have you been with him? And I know you've seen him before. Had you played with him in Denver, I believe.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. I've been knowing him a long time, man. And you know how you can see a doppelganger sometimes. You know, some of the stuff that he says, man, some of the way he dresses and some of the stuff that he likes, man. You know, I see myself and him in so many different ways, man. That's my dog, man. That's my brother. It's been a bright spot, you know, to have a guy like that around. Of course, we're not getting the outcome that we need, but as far as handling the present events that we're in and the preparation up to the event, you know, if we can just control those two elements of it, the solution, I mean, the outcome will really start happening for us. And no matter what those stages are that we're in, with Jacob Martin, man, he's playing. He's a rock star, man, and he plays like it too. And it's refreshing to be around, you know, guys like that, and still have guys playing like that around you.
So, Vaughn, speaking of you, I believe the number is 4, right? 4 sacks from getting into the top 10. How much is that fueling you for this final stretch of the year?
Man, I haven't had a sack in 3 weeks. You know, I was 4 sacks away from being in the top 10, you know, 3 weeks ago. I'm 8 sacks away from being number 6. And that's really where I want to get to. I want to get to, you know, 141 with Michael Strahan. And because we got some good guys coming
up. I'm not
looking back, but you got like Myles Garrett and all of these guys. If I can get to number 6, man, then I would be in the top 10 a long time. So even if those guys pass me at 6, I drop to 7 and 8. And 9, and I'll be able to stay in the top 10 for a long time. So that's where I'm really trying to get to. And I know at the beginning of the season I said I wanted to get to DeMarcus at 9, but I think 6 is that number. And I think I proved to myself, too, that, you know, I can still play and, you know, hopefully I can, you know, still be on the books next year and have another shot.
I was going to say the body's still feeling good.
Record next year, too. Man, DQ, man, and the guys, they've done a great job of keeping me healthy, man. I feel good. I really do. I feel good, man. For it to be week 11, week 11, 15 years in the league, 36 years old, I'd be 37 this offseason, man. Like, I'm feeling good, man.
Von Miller with us here on the Junkies with Denton A. Leno Willingham sitting in. He also has his podcast. It's called the Free Range Podcast. And Von, I was listening to your episode last week, and you know, you mentioned conspiracy theories. I'm a bit of a conspiracy theory guy. Would you ever ride in a Waymo, these self-driving cars that are popping around the city? Would you ever pop in one of those?
I have seen them, but fortunately, the way my life is set up, man, like I don't have to, you know, do it, man. But I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great business idea, and you start mixing in some of the AI and stuff that we got going on, man. Like it's another way to reduce, you know, human labor and, you know, still get the transportation around. So I think it's cool.
Von, I heard you say on your podcast, man, you were interested in, you know, getting into the other side of the football once you hang up the cleats, talking about being like a front office guy and getting into some personnel stuff. What did you think of the trade deadline, man, all the moves across the league?
Yeah. You know, I think some guys were gatekeeping. Some guys were definitely gatekeeping. You know, and that's understandable. You know, I heard the Bills was trying to, you know, get Waddle from Adam Scheffler. Obviously, the Dolphins are going to gatekeep that and, yeah, you know, not help the Bills get better. And I heard the Bills are trying to get Quentin Williams, too. The Jets gatekeeped him and, you know, send him to the Cowboys.
You don't want to keep him in the division, though. I get that.
Man, yeah, the Bills, they trying to, you know, I've been with the Bills. So they won the division 5 years in a row and they're going for 6. So I don't think those teams wanted to help out. But I think, you know, the Sauce Gardner trade, initially I felt like the Jets had won that trade because they got 2 first round picks for Sauce Gardner. But at the same time, well, Sauce Gardner is Sauce, and he's the Sauce that we've all seen throughout these years, and he's playing at a high level. That could be that void that was missing for the Colts. Now, is he playing like wide receiver or a pass rusher or, you know, a quarterback that gets traded that takes the team over the top? No, he's not that. But he is filling a void on a really, really good team. Yeah. And, you know, who knows what the Colts will be able to do.
Von, we'll get you out of here with this one. So you mentioned, obviously, you played in Buffalo and in Los Angeles. You played around good quarterbacks. You said that you had came here to play with Jaden Daniels. There's been adversity. How have you seen him handle this, and what has it been like sharing a locker room with him as he's handling some of the adversity?
Yeah, man, I've been impressed. I've been impressed with Jaden Daniels in the way he's been able to handle all of this. Because quarterbacks, you know, especially the good ones, man, they are their biggest critic. And you know, for him to not be out there and not be balling, like, it's eating them up. And it's not just Jaden, too. You know, Terry's a hell of a competitor, man. And, you know, for him not to be able to play and have the type of season that he was expecting this year, too, it's eating them up, too. And,
You know, he's got his contract, and he wants to prove to everybody that he was underpaid. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've been around Terry, man, and I know how hungry he is, to get out there. But the message that I share with those guys, man, you can only control what you can control. And, you know, nothing in life happens by coincidence. And there's beauty in all of these moments. Let's not get stuck in, you know, the adverse times or the bad part about it. It's beauty in these tough moments, these adverse moments. We just got to find it, man, and keep going. Got to be relentless, man, and keep going. And we got a team full of high character guys that'll be able to push, you know, through all of these tough moments that we're in.
Vaughn, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the time over in Spain. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Vaughn.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Buenos dias.
That is Vaughn Miller, defensive end for the Commanders, joining us here on the Sports Junkies. He joins each and every week on a Tuesday. Guy's out today, but it's still really cool of him to jump on with us. So best of luck to him. You can also find his podcast, the Free Range Podcast. It is partnered with our bosses at Odyssey. So we love that for Vaughn Miller. When we get back, we will wrap up the show, get you set for B-Mitch. Well, not B-Mitch, Finley and Zabin coming up at 10 a.m. He's the Noah Willingham. I'm Denton Day. Don't go anywhere. It's 106.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, folks. It's 11 a.m. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got the wonderful Mr. Steve Zabin sitting in for B. B's on his way to Spain. You're watching us on the YouTube page, 106.7, or on Monumental Sports Network, and we are fired up for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat with our guy, Sam Cosmi. Before we start talking with Sammy, though, veterans, our friends at Paisanos want to thank you for your service. Today, Veterans Day, all veterans receive a medium cheese pizza for just $3. Offer is carry out only with a valid military ID upon purchase in-store. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. All right, let's get on the phone with our friend Sam Cosmi. Sammy, did you sleep on the plane? How is Spain?
Yeah, I got a couple hours of sleep, but not much. Was able to take a little nap on the once we got to the hotel. But, yeah, I mean, I was able to walk around a little bit, explore. get dinner here shortly, but yeah, the time difference is something for sure.
So it's 5 o'clock there, right? P.M.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
That's plus six.
Yeah, it's plus six. So let's start with the plane. You are a veteran with significant NFL accomplishments at this point. Your second contract, you've done it. How much space do you get on the plane?
You know, this year they're doing a really good job with the accommodations for the guys that are starting. I have a nice seat where I can lay back and pretty much stretch out. So, they've been great when it comes to that. Was able to get a couple hours of sleep on a plane and feel good. So they've been doing a great job when it comes to that.
Love that.
Is this your first international trip?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Even on a personal level? Like, first international game?
No, just international game. I've been to Europe when I was 7 to visit Romania and some family members, but I haven't been back in, almost 20 years.
How much of your family still, are your grandparents still there? Like, how much family still back in Romania?
I actually have quite a bit of family that I don't obviously really know.
Yeah.
My grandfather had 14 other siblings. So we have a pretty big family still here in Europe, and especially in Romania. So my grandparents they're both on both sides, came to the States. I have a big, big family in the States for sure.
Gotcha. We're having our weekly Paisanos players chat with our guy, Sam Cosmi, right guard for the Washington Commanders. He's already in Madrid. I do have some football stuff to talk about, but I want to start. You said you're about to go for dinner. Is it a lineman dinner? Like, is everybody going, or is it just you and Bates? What's your crew and what are you going for in Spain?
Yeah, we're going to do it local right now, just, I guess, down the block. I don't know. We're just going to hop in one of these places and see if what's rolling,
I like it.
Try to figure out the menu and you use Google Translate to get, get going.
I bet they speak more English than you think. That's my
guess. They do, but all the menus I've been looking around that, like, have really good reviews. They're on, Spanish. So I'm trying to figure out that. And at least now with the Apple Translator or whatever, it does a really good job of you can take a picture and it'll put everything to English. So that's pretty cool.
Do you have the new AirPod 3s Pros that supposedly do real-time translation? Supposedly.
I do. I definitely want to try that out.
Oh, you got to try it. You got a ripe opportunity to take those road testing. Probably won't work.
Sure.
But it sounds too good to be true.
I know. I wish I would have done it. I should have done it with my mom. She was just here.
Just roll out today with it.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Just take it for a road test.
The waiter might look at me, sideways.
So that's my question. You've told us before, when you and the lineman roll into Five Guys, that the guy at the register knows to yell to the guy in the back, get ready, they're here. What kind of looks are you getting when it's you and other gigantic American football players walking the streets of Madrid?
I don't know. I just got here. I walked by myself this morning.
Okay.
This morning to try to get, some of the jet lag out, and I had a bunch of people just staring at me. So, I'm sure we stand out pretty bad when it comes to if we're all in one big group.
You're a large man, dude.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch to some football stuff. Obviously, it was another tough game against Detroit. Offensively, you guys moved the ball pretty well, but the defensive problems have been recurring here. Dan Quinn lets the world know yesterday of a change. Joe Witt, no longer defense coordinator. DQ is going to take those duties on himself. How did he let you guys know? And what was – obviously, you're on the other side of the ball, but still, you're all on the same team.
What was kind of the reaction in the locker room?
You know, he told us right. He told us yesterday, right before the team meeting, that they were going to make that change. You know, in the locker room, the vibe has been still try to keep it positive for the most part. From a defensive standpoint, I really don't know how the guys view that yet, and what's going on that standpoint. But, you know, we, from our offense standpoint, we just, you know, we're kind of figuring out, hey, like, this is like last game, we had some success in certain areas, and we're just going to clean those things up and keep rolling with that.
I mean, you have to look at each other and realize nobody's coming to save us. It's us. And it's a long swim to get to week 18 against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Has there been that gravity amongst the fellas in the locker room going, hey, we got to figure this out?
Yeah, you know, for sure. The only, like you said, the only people that are going to pull us out of this is us. Like I said, I'm not trying to compare seasons, but I've been a part of the seasons that was rocky, that 2023 season. And the way I view this in these moments is just try to bring guys closer and keep positivity. But for me individually, like I said, I'd always have to think, just be part of the solution, not the problem, and do my job and just try to be as positive as possible. And just, you know, if anybody needs help along the way, just try to carry them with you. So that's just my outlook on that. And, you know, I hope, and I know the guys, everybody here is working their tails off. To be honest, I just don't know what's going on that side of the ball.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not pointing fingers. That's where teams really disintegrate. It got ugly in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago with the defense and the offense. Can you, Sam, translate this Mariota quote? I don't think we are who we think we are. I stare at that quote and I just scratch my head. I'm like, what does he mean by that?
I think from a standpoint of like, I would say from, I mean, like, we're still so united in the locker room. Like you said, there's no like division in the locker room. We're just not being able to put things together, if that makes sense, from a disconnect aspect of things. And I think hopefully, you know, with, you know, just keep working at it. And I can speak from an offensive standpoint, you know, it just, I felt like last game we were able to start figuring out some things. Hey, this is what we're doing good at. This is what, you know, we need to start like moving towards. And a big thing for us in the whole year is just being able to start fast. And we're still struggling with that, I feel like. And I think if we're able to figure out, and I think we are, being able to like, hey, this is how we need to start fast. And these are the measures we need to take to do that.
Having our weekly Paisanos players chat with Sam Cosmi, right guard for the Washington Commanders. Cosmi joining us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV, and we appreciate Sammy making time for us while he's in Spain. Riding this 5-game losing streak, and you know, I've covered you since your rookie year. I know there's been some ups. I know you've been through some downs too. I was in the post game the other night, and I could feel the hurt and the frustration. How do you guys turn that around this week and get a win in Spain? It's obviously a weird situation, but one thing a lot of guys mentioned was it's just you guys there this week, and you get all this time together. And obviously that worked for you last year on that Arizona trip. How do you guys turn this thing around?
Just being able to be with each other, just really keying in. I think the biggest thing for this week is just keying in on the details, especially in from ID standpoint to getting our hats on hats, just the responsibilities and assignments and fundamentals, just getting back to the fundamentals of of football, so on all phases. And I think that will be very important to get us back on track and get a win, you know, versus Miami.
Yeah. All right, you want to talk some Longhorn football? I know you do. Back from the dead. The demise of the Texas Longhorns, greatly exaggerated after a stumbling start to the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What was the question?
No, just
just
like how much does that? How much? I don't know how much you are watching on Saturdays. I know you got kids and you're running around. Like how much time do you devote to keeping up with Texas?
I keep up with it pretty regularly. I try to throw in the game, and especially like dealing with the little one in the background and just keeping up with the score and everything like that. You know, I think we have a really good defense. I think offensively we struggled early on. I think now we're kind of, you know, getting the ball rolling a little bit more. I think Arch is getting a little bit more comfortable. You know, it takes time to grow. It doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, from my viewpoint, I mean, we lost a lot of guys last year too. So, just trying to build that chemistry and all that is important.
Hey, Sam, I don't know what your Saturday obligations are with the team, but it's Georgia this week. So you guys are at Georgia, 7:30 Eastern. That's only 1:30 by my 2:30 a.m. before a before.
I'll be watching for sure.
JP will text you updates while you're sleeping.
I'll be up at that time for sure. Yeah, no.
Well, dude, we're having a podcast party Friday night at a bar called O'Brien's. If you want to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we here?
Yeah, in Madrid. Well, it's not far from your hotel.
Check that out.
An Irish bar in Spain.
You got to find a home game. You got to find a home game, even in Europe.
Who approved that?
I know.
Tischler. Tischler set it up. Who knows? Go ahead.
I was looking around the restaurants and I saw American cuisine, and the Yelp rating was like 3 stars. Everything else around here is like 4 or 5, you know. I'm like, of course American cuisine is 3 stars.
They might not be into meatloaf over there or
no
hot dogs.
Spanish cuisine is elite.
I think it's barbecue, right? Like barbecue is what the rest of the world kind of like views us as, is the American cuisine.
The Texas guy might have to go check it out. See how the burnt ends stack up.
I got to. Maybe it has to go down. Give them a true critique.
Personal question for you. So I worked the London game the last time the Washington organization played internationally. And my little girl, I think, was like 14 months old. And it was Halloween weekend, and I wasn't there for Halloween. And my wife was sending me pictures, and it was kind of gut-wrenching just to miss her first Halloween, right? I know your wife's at home, pregnant, and your little girl is running around like, maybe not today because you just got over there, but how tough is it to be away for, you know, 5-6 days?
Yeah, I already miss them already. So I already know it's going to be pretty tough and get homesick. I remember even with the Arizona trip, I couldn't wait to get back home just being away from them. So, yeah, thank God for FaceTime.
Yep.
You know, that helps a lot.
For sure, because she can see you and talk to you and all that.
I just got off FaceTime before I called you guys. Nice. So
that's great. I'm glad. The other thing, Zabe was asking you about Texas and the Longhorns being back. And honestly, if they can
win, they're kind of back.
If they can win Saturday night in Georgia, they're back. At least in the playoffs, right?
I mean, they had two straight overtime wins, one at Kentucky, not impressive. And the Mississippi State one was a straight-up robbery. Mississippi State imploded, but there still wins. But the win against Vanderbilt was a big one. And Arch has now thrown for 346 and 328 his last two games. Figuring it out.
My question, though, how hard is it for you to watch Texas A&M right now? Undefeated, number three in the country.
Got to burn.
me and Vaughn have been going back and forth. we actually have a little, you know, not like will bet on if Texas wins, he'll wear one of my jerseys. If A&M wins, I'll wear one of his jerseys.
That's Thanksgiving weekend, right?
I think so. Yeah, and A&M, I watched their game versus LSU, and I'm like, gosh, they look good. And it's like, of course, you know, we got the great win versus Oklahoma, which is always fantastic. But now we got, you know, throughout the year, we got to get two major wins, which is Oklahoma and A&M, in my eyes. But yeah, I mean, we got to win out. We got to win out the rest of the year. We got some tough opponents coming up. So, you know, they're picking up momentum, which is a huge thing. And hopefully they can carry that to the end.
When you were there, were you guys still playing A&M? Or had they gone to the SEC and that was like the dark period for that rivalry?
No, we never played A&M, which I hate. I really wish I would have had the opportunity to play them. I mean, I would love to have played in those games. I think it would have been so cool. So, but I'm happy we brought it back.
That's recruit you as well? Like, who? Obviously, you chose Texas, but you're a big-time recruit in the Lone Star State. Like, who all was begging you to come to town?
No, I wasn't a big recruit at all. I was like barely a two-star.
Wow.
I didn't get a lot of offers. The only reason I got offers to Texas because I went to a U of H like rivals camp, and I had a couple great pass pro plays, and Herman gave me an offer at Houston, and then he went to Texas, and like 7 or 8 months later, I finally got offered because they struck out. I actually asked Coach Herman because I have the board of like all the recruits they had. I said, "Hey, Coach, where was I on this board?" He's like, "Oh, you were like the 7th or 8th guy on the board." And I was like, "You guys suck at recruiting. You missed out on 7 or 8 guys before you got to me."
Well, and now you're in what, year 6 in the NFL? I think you've proven yourself, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for the time, man. I'll see you tomorrow. I know you'll be excited to see us. I know you love when the media shows up, especially when we follow you across the country to Spain.
Yeah, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Enjoy your dinner tonight.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you guys.
Sam Cosby joining us for his weekly Paisanos player chat. That was a lot of fun. Always fun to talk to Sam. Unfortunately, he's been in some bad locker rooms, knows how to keep his head. And for all the veterans out there, our friends at Paisanos want to thank you for your service. Today, veterans all receive a medium cheese pizza for just $3. Offers carry out only with a valid military ID upon purchase in-store. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. There was a Monday Night Football game last night. It was kind of a dud, but had a very interesting ending. Let's dive into that when we return.
If you want your home to be comfortable year-round, your family protected, and an investment you can feel great about for years to come, Window Nation's end-of-year sale is the way to go. You can save big on windows and pull off just that. You'll save 50% off all window styles, plus you can get 0% financing for 5 years, and your total price even includes Window Nation's professional one-day installation. Window Nation's proven quality windows are so good you'll actually save money with lower utility bills every month. They're backed also by a lifetime warranty. Window Nation has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. That's real peace of mind when choosing the right company to upgrade your home. Prefer to hear what other customers have to say about Window Nation? Check out over 45,000 5-star customer reviews. Put an end to your window problems. Don't wait. Window Nation's end of year sale is your chance to save big with 50% off all window styles, plus 0% financing for 5 years. Sale ends soon, so visit windownation.com today to get started. That's windownation.com. All right, Steve Suter's been doing film breakdown for us all year long. This one was interesting, especially as it related to the defense. I'm going to play a slug of it for you. These were his opening remarks of just kind of how he felt about not only watching the game live, but then going back and watching the All-22.
Well, let's see. I think my first thoughts were, I'm not sure if Sheehan's going to want to do this for 7 more weeks with me, because it doesn't look like there's any optimism or positivity on the horizon. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to break down any film to give any type of passion back to the fans or light at the end of the tunnel, because I just don't see it. I mean, you're laughing about the defense, so I'll start about the defense with my thoughts. And I'll tell you what, watching the game and watching the All-22, I was like, what am I watching here? And then it kind of clicked on me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm watching a scout team. That was a scout team on defense, and it was almost a scripted practice for the Lions. That's what you would do on, like, a Thursday. You would go out and say, you would script the defensive play for the scout team, and then you'd run offensive play saying, we think on 3rd and 7, we're going to see this coverage. We're going to put you in it. Then we're going to call our play, and it's going to work. And it seemed like they could just do that every play, the entire game. You're going up against a scout team. And I like the play that Gibbs scored, the 43-yard there at the end, yeah. My note, that looked like a walkthrough, not even a full-speed attempt. That was like going out in the parking lot right before the game. You're in shirts and T-shirts, and you're going to walk through the play. We're going to run this pitch to the right. Von Miller, you're going to get sealed easy. You don't care. You're not giving any effort. Luvu, you're not going to take on Sewell because you're tired of doing it. It's the fourth quarter. You don't care. You're just going to go over there and get in your front. You're going to get blown up. Everybody just walked to where they were supposed to go, according to the Lions, and they blocked them all with ease, and they scored titles. That's a walkthrough. That's not an NFL team or somebody that 11 players that should be on defense. Those are overall takeaways there. Anytime, if you're a Washington fan and you're watching the game, anytime Martin and Kinlaw are not in the lineup, not on the field, it's buckle up. It's because it's not going to work. You're not going to stop the run. You're not going to get any pressure on the passer. So whatever they call is going to work, whoever that offense is. It's more. And when you go back to the scouting comment, even more so because, and I'm not, this isn't blame on the coach, they don't have the players, like you mentioned. They're trying to figure out who can play DN. I even saw Sheldon Day out there at DN, and that was before Payne got ejected. So they were trying him at DN. Any of the D tackles that have had to play DN, and that's Kinlaw included, even though he's probably the best of the converted bunch, and he's still not effective at DN. They're all out of position. It's obvious they're out of position. They're not used to, especially when there's a run design or a play design from a pass protection standpoint where they're unblocked. You see that all the time, right? You unblock a DN so you can get a double team on a tackle, and the DN's got to react. Does he crash down and cover the run, or does he wait and maybe it's going to be a zone read and there's going to be a pull, or is there a bootleg? Anytime they do that to any of the makeshift DNs, right, Day, or even if it's Kinlaw, or if you put Payne out there, they have no idea what they're doing. They're lost in that space because they're not used to not right. getting blocked. Yep. So I get it. But teams are just taking advantage of it, as I would too. I would just pick on that portion as well. So you just have no ability to stop the ball. You can't run. I would like to bet or think, I think Detroit could have won the game without throwing one pass, and I'm not even blowing smoke there. They could hand the ball off every play, and they would have put up 24 points and won the game. I strongly believe that. There's no... Every time you could probably, click a run play on the All-22, and you're going to see the offensive line from the Lions just change the line of scrimmage by 2 or 3 yards every play. So there's no chance. Bobby's got to make great plays. He's going to have good instincts as a linebacker to try to fit a hole because he's going to have a double team, and the lineman's going to be able to get to him the second level. Same with the linemen. They got to try to start guessing. And when you guess, you get it wrong, then the hole gets bigger, the gap gets bigger, and it just all snowballs. So, yeah, not a Sam's chance in hell you're stopping anybody on defense for the foreseeable future.
You want to hear something interesting about their run game? So Gibbs averaged 9.5 yards per carry, 15 carries, 142 yards. I would love to know what the average, yards were before the first contact. It was second level, third level most of the time. But in the playoff game, and I don't know if you remember, Washington went into Detroit in January as a 9-point underdog. Detroit was the one seed. They had the best record in the NFL last year. And Washington destroyed them. Detroit was banged up on defense. But Ben Johnson was still the offensive coordinator. He's the head coach in Chicago. Jahmyr Gibbs in the first half of a game that was 31-21 at halftime. It was did you watch their playoff game last year against Detroit?
In and out, but I can't say I was locked in. I'll be able to recall any of the plays.
This was a game that was 31 to 21 at halftime. It was an absolute track meet. Detroit couldn't stop Washington. Washington couldn't stop Detroit. But Jared Goff in the game threw three picks. But at halftime, Gibbs was averaging 10 and a half yards per carry. And for some reason, they stopped giving him the ball. And my biggest takeaway, other than that Jaden Daniels was an absolute star in the game, is that if Detroit had just handed the ball off to Gibbs 25 times instead of 14 times, Detroit probably would have maybe not won the game, but it would have come down to the final possession one way or the other. Don't you think he is special?
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good. Yeah, probably I'll probably put Bijan a little in front of him.
Yeah, of the backs you've watched.
But it's close. They're both so explosive. Really good balance. Can do it in the pass game and the run game. Yeah.
So they didn't need to They didn't need to throw one pass, and they would have still put up 24 plus and won the game.
I would bet on it. For sure. They could have had their way around the ball. Now, obviously, like if you tell a defense they're not going to throw the pass, then you're going to be coming downhill a little more. It's going to be a little harder, so it's a little tongue-in-cheek. But they could just do whatever they wanted on the ground game, and it made the pass game too easy. There might have been two plays, maybe three, that I can recall that Goff had to go to his second read when he was passing to, right? Play action, boom, my first read's open, dump it to him. Play or not even play action, standard drop back pass. Yeah, I got my first read. Here we go. Let's give it to him. Maybe two or three times he had to, throw a bad ball or just throw an incomplete pass because the secondary actually covered the route concept that was ran. But few and far between, probably one of Goff's easiest games he's played this season. Drop back and pass. See my first read. There you go. Wide open. And I'm on St. Brown. Like, come on, man. How do you not have more eyes on that guy? Is mind boggling. Blowing coverage again. The third or fourth play, they blow the coverage when it's play action, and of course, it involves Sanders still. It's hard to tell if it's Sanders still or Jones who's blowing it, but this goes back to the point of why can't they communicate this? Why do they not know who's guarding who? It's week, 10, and you still have these communication issues in the secondary. You're not going to get it right. I'm just convinced it's not going to happen. You're going to continue to have those flaws. Defense is in trouble. We're not everybody knows that.
So
if we switch over to offensively,
so real quickly, I just want to inform you a couple of things. Number one is that Dan Quinn did demote Joe Witt Jr., the defensive coordinator, this week. So Dan Quinn is taking over the defensive coordinator responsibilities, including play calling. I doubt it's going to help much.
My gut says, good luck. You're not going to be able to create any pressure. But then my other part of me says, wow, this is going to be really interesting for me to watch next week to see if, and I'm quoting, right, quote unquote here, if a really good play caller on defense is actually that noticeable for me in the film room. So now I'm pretty excited to watch defense next week, see if I can notice any tendency changes, defensive call changes. But my initial gut says you got no shot. You can call the defense you want in the world. You can't get pressure. You can't stop the run. You got D tackles that just not fit to either of those things.
And Trey Amos is now out for the year. Okay, so they lost him in the game.
Oh,
I know. They also lost on offense Treylon Burks after, he had probably the best game a receiver's had in weeks. They lost him. And Daron Payne got suspended for punching Amon-Ra. So,
yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about him and his play so far this season.
Yeah.
So they need to eject him off the roster. I'm not worried about ejecting him out of the game.
Here's the other thing, though, with Quinn, and we've talked about this week, is that it's awfully convenient for him that he's taking over right after they face the Chiefs, Seahawks, and Lions. Now, Miami's
so
capable.
Hold on, let's flip that. You know what? Because my first point here is because didn't Dan Campbell call the plays against Washington?
Yeah.
Took it over?
Exactly.
Yeah. So my first thought was I would be pissed if I'm the offensive coordinator for the Lions.
Right.
And you take me off on this game where literally I could close my eyes, point to my call sheet, pick any play, and it's going to work. And now you look like this great play caller against Washington. I would be pissed.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So offensively, your big takeaways.
The offense, so I like, well, not that I like, I understood the game plan. I could see what they were trying to do. They ran a lot of 13 personnel. More than normal all season, and that's obvious. Why? Because they don't like their three wide receiver package, so let's put more tight ends in and let's see if that is more effective. So they did that a lot. The problem is when you have to try to throw out of that formation, they couldn't really get any separation, create any holes in the zones. So limited Mariota in where he's going to go if you did have to throw on a third down or a second and long. So I get the concept. Let's put more of the players that we planned on playing or that we thought have a chance to play with the tight end package in versus the band-aids at receiver that we've been putting in. I get that. What I question is if you were going to do that and play that 13 personnel, then where's Trent Scott? Where is he? Why don't you go back to the 6 offensive line package that you ran in the early part of the season that was effective for a couple games? If you're going to go big, go big.
Right.
Because it's not like Sinnott and Bates, they're not effective in the passing game anyway. So when you try to pass, you know, big deal. They're not threatening anybody out there. The Lions, you know, had the day off in the secondary, really, for the most part, as most teams are going to for the rest of the season, it would seem. They just don't have to worry about anybody threatening them deep, getting stretched at any point in the ball game. So Mariota doesn't have options to go deep. Really, when he does, it's a fluke where he had a cover two that he hit lane on a nice deep post. That's probably the only deep ball that was really caught or even had a chance of being caught the whole game. You don't have effective play calling because you just don't have personnel. So I get the concept. I get what they were trying to do. Just you don't have the players to pull it off.
Yeah, that's a good point on Trent Scott. You know, when they went to some of that earlier in the season, they were effective with that, when they went with that heavy package. So you think the 13 personnel should involve, instead of 3 tight ends, you know,
I'll go back to 12,
have Trent Scott be one of the tight ends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be the extra lineman, but he'd line up in the tight
right.
spot. I'd probably take him out for Bates right now, if I was being honest. He's had a couple games where blocking hasn't been his strength.
Yeah, he's not been healthy. He's not been healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even more, then take him out, put
right.
Scott in. And let's try to run and get 4 or 5 yards when you need to keep the ball out of Detroit's hands anyway. So try to grind the clock. Let's get 3 and 4 at a clip.
Right.
Put the big package in there. At least give it a series. They didn't try it at all. I don't think Trent Scott had a snap unless he's on field goal or extra point.
No,
so they didn't try it.
I think
so that was
right.
shocking to me because you're trying to go big with 3 tight ends in the game. Well, go big. Who cares if they know you're about to run? They know you're about to run with the 3 tight ends, and they don't care if you play action pass or if you drop back and pass from that formation. They don't care because you're not going to threaten anybody. So you might as well put in Scott there, try to get a little more meat and get some more yardage.
Yeah, I'm checking to see if he was. I'm checking to see if he was active for the game. At first, I wondered if he.
Point is
yes, of course, of course.
Coleman's available.
Yeah,
he's a tackle. So if it's not Scott, then put in Coleman.
Right.
Because he came. I know Coleman came in the last part of the game, so he's healthy.
Yeah.
Put him in.
Right. I mean, Wiley, any of them that
yeah.
are up and active. Yeah.
Correct.
Sure.
Correct. Yeah. Just you got to try something there.
Yeah.
Let's try to get some more yards there because they got to be watching the film. I mean, if Bates is banged up and that's the reason he hasn't been able to stick his nose in and be more effective blocker, then let's cut to the chase here, man. Let's get a bigger body in there and try to switch it up. But that was really it. From a game plan standpoint, from trying to attack Detroit standpoint, that was their play. Because, Sinnott had 21 plays out of the 51 plays that Mariota was in. That's a high percentage of a package running 3 tight ends.
Trent Scott was inactive. He was inactive.
Okay. Right. So there we go. We moved the Coleman or we moved the Wiley.
Yep.
You know, big deal. Add another lineman in there and see if we can be more effective running the football and slowing the game down and try to. So that would be my criticism offensively. And then usually now Mariota is Mariota. He's good. He's a solid backup quarterback, and he played very well in the game. Well, he played well in the game. He's got very little mistakes that I'm reading. Maybe the first third down he has.
Steve Suter. From my podcast yesterday, he broke down Mariota's game in more detail. He gave us the top 3, bottom 3 performers on both offense and defense. He's really good at doing this. How about the scout team description and the walkthrough description on the Jahmyr Gibbs 44-yard touchdown run? Yeah, that was truly like unusual to watch on Sunday. That's why, on the recap show, it's one thing, we understand they're playing shorthanded, majorly shorthanded, but they weren't anywhere near anybody. And I think that's ultimately why Quinn just said, you know, the Seattle game, the Kansas City game, the Dallas games, they're all, you know, bad. But this one was a particular level of bad. It really looked like they were non-participants throughout. It'll be interesting to see if Quinn can do anything, you know, to help this defense. If there's actually any life to it on Sunday. I mean, the players they will have out there, it'll be even a smaller, you know, a shorter crew because of the loss of Amos this week. So, I think one of the interesting points is just, you know, the Kinlaw and Paynes and Sheldon Days. It's not just the different players that are playing. The players that have stayed healthy that were starters are playing different positions. Now, Kinlaw is a D-tackle. He's had to play a lot of D-end. Payne's a D-tackle. He's had to play a lot of D-end. And as Steve said, they're just kind of fish out of water out in those spots. They are inside players, not outside players. All right, we'll do some NFL buy and sell when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
And to talk about the Commanders, we're joined by wide receiver Robbie Chosen, who's over in Madrid in Spain getting ready for the Dolphins. Robbie, I know it was a long flight. Travel has been complicated. How are things going so far?
Everything is going good so far. We had a good day of practice, you know, just getting adjusted to being out here, but everything is going good.
How was the flight? And I wonder, you've played in the league, obviously, for now going on a decade, dating back to 2016 with the Jets. I'd imagine you've done your fair share of these international games and European travel. How many of these do you have under your belt?
Actually, I only have one when I was with the Dolphins and we went to Germany in 2023.
What's the travel like and what is it like as a team getting ready for a game?
It wasn't that bad of a flight. I was up for the most part. But, you know, it's just like a long flight. You know, it's an exciting opportunity, you know, go play international and have these experiences.
Is that what's exciting about it? I mean, is it, you know, because you guys go to so many different cities and play all across the country. The fact that it's international, is it exciting or is it still kind of, you know, it's a football game that you got to get up for?
No, it's exciting. I think, you know, it's a little different. You know, usually, obviously, you play in America all the time, and then, you know, playing here has a different vibe. You're somewhere completely different than you normally are, and you're here longer instead of being in and out.
We're joined now by Robbie Chosen, wide receiver for the Washington Commanders, on Grant and Danny in our Beltway Blitz. Robbie, specific to, like, just the last several weeks and the stretch you guys are going through here where you've lost four straight by 20 or more, you're a veteran. You've been on good teams. You've been on bad teams. How's the locker room responding, and what's the morale of the team like?
I think we're responding with, you know, just got to keep fighting mentality. And everybody's still, you know, staying locked in on what they can do to improve the situation.
Speaking of that, you've been, as Grant mentioned, you've been on a lot of teams. I'm sure there are ups and downs. It's pro sports. It's, you know, there's always adversity. Have you been able to share kind of any words of wisdom about previous struggles that you've gone through on different teams?
Yeah, you know, my thing, like I shared with the receivers, was just let's just keep leaning into our process. You know, sometimes when you get in a situation like this, you might try and press too hard to make a play. You know, just let the game come. You know, don't step out of the ordinary. You know, trying to do too much and lose focus on your details or your process or what makes you great.
Five catches this season, getting elevated from the practice squad multiple times now, and you've become a fixture at the receiver position in this offense. What have you made out of how Marcus Mariota's played, filling in for Jaden Daniels?
I think he's done great. You know, obviously, you know, he has a lot of experience throughout his career and being a great quarterback. And, you know, he's a great guy to play ball with. And I think he's been doing good.
And speaking of Jaden Daniels, just what are your impressions of him? I know you haven't been around here for a long time, but probably gotten to know him here a little bit. Just what do you make of the young man?
And I got a lot of respect for him. Just seeing how he works, his work ethic, how early he comes in the building and the way he, you know, he grinds. I have a lot of respect for that. And then, you know, his talent is, you know, that's through the roof. And then he's a very tough player too. You know, I love his hunger and his drive about him.
Robbie Chosen on Grant and Danny. I'm sure you've told this story a bunch, but here in D.C., I haven't heard it. I know you initially as a guy who was on my fantasy team is Robbie Anderson. When did the transition to Chosen happen, and can you give us the backstory on that?
Yeah, the transition officially happened in 2023, and, you know, it was just led by my faith in God and, you know, just a new beginning for, you know, me and my family and my generations and, you know, just, you know, just a new walk of life for me.
How long does it take for you to feel comfortable in an offense? I imagine that's got to be an underrated challenge, right? Where you go from place to place and you got to learn, like, it's almost like a new language. How comfortable are you now, and how long does it kind of take you to kind of pick up some of the nuances?
You know, it depends. Some depending on the complexity of some systems, it could take a couple years. But for me, thankfully, you know, I played with Cliff in Arizona, so I already was familiar with this offense. So for me, I just had to get refreshed, and I was, you know, I was good to go within a week or so.
Next up, the Dolphins trying to end the skid. What do you feel like are some of the keys for you guys offensively to get going here and to get a win for the first time in six tries?
You know, the name of the game on offense is, you know, score points, protect the football, you know, make our plays, and, you know, just everybody, what everybody's great at, be great at play by play.
What challenges do they pose defensively?
I think they have a very veteran, you know, a good veteran presence in their trenches, in the core of their defense and through the secondary. You know, I think they, you know, have some momentum or, you know, excitement coming off the win against the Bills and whatnot. But, you know, they're a solid defense. You know, a lot of guys that have succeeded throughout their career and, you know, being around those guys, I know the energy that they'll come out there and play with.
Well, Robbie, thank you for the time. Go get a win on Sunday in Madrid.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Robbie Chosen on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. That is your Beltway Blitz. What do the MVP and Coach of the Year races look like right now in the National Football League? That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.